Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific. A few quick things to talk about, and then this week's episode. First, SCP Archives, for now, is going to continue as usual. Second, if you're spending a little more time at home right now, we have a few additional things for you to do. The first is come join us on Discord. I'm there most days chatting and whatnot. And throughout this week and next week, we'll be hosting some voice chats so you can kind of talk to people, socialize. I'll also be hosting a live listen to of some of our older and newer episodes, as well as doing some live streams. This week, I am planning on doing a live stream about graphic design. You guys can tune in and watch as I design a postcard and some stuff like that. I'll also be doing some video game live streams later this week. All this information and much more on our Patreon and our Facebook and our Twitter. So if you want to keep up to date, please check those places. We also have a calendar on our website, scparchives.com, and there you can go and find all the times and locations for live streams and chats and listen to's and things like that. So yeah, like I said, if you're stuck at home a bunch this week and next week, please join us, and we'd love to hear you and say hi. Yeah, that's about it. And with that out of the way, shout outs. This week I want to give a big shout out to Elena Black, DemonChild95, Kyrian Hamill, and Rai Sudo. Thanks, guys. Your support means the world. And if you're interested in hearing your name at the beginning of the show, getting access to some bonus episodes, which are starting to come out pretty soon, and even ad-free versions of this episode, make sure you find us at patreon.com/scp_pod. Thanks. Enjoy the episode.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number, SCP-2432. Object class, Safe Euclid. Special containment procedures. All business and travel websites with listings for the Abaddon Hotel are to be monitored for reviews displaying the metric triggers by Foundation-operated web analysis bot Gamma 9, Bates Motel, which will scan for a list of metric textual triggers and remove the reviews with the cooperation of the hosting sites. Only staff members with level 3 metric hazard training are to have access to these texts. SCP-2432-1 is to be kept in storage in a small sealed plastic box to prevent biohazard contamination. As of 15, sufficient data has been produced such that no more testing with SCP-2432-1 is required, and is to be kept in storage permanently. The Abaddon Hotel has been purchased by Foundation Front Company, Graduate Hotels, and no non-Foundation personnel are to enter SCP-2432, except appointed hotel cleaning staff. 1D class is to check into and sleep in SCP-2432 once every month. They are then to be isolated with one computer. This computer is only to have access to a private Foundation database, made to resemble popular business review sites. The content generated by the D-class are to be placed in a secure file accessible via the documentation containing all text generated in conjunction with SCP-2432. Update 2-12-19. No personnel are to sleep in SCP-2432 under any circumstances. All surviving personnel are to be immediately quarantined until 1-8-20. Under Protocol Amenity, all civilians who have had contact with SCP-2432 before contamination are to be contacted, monitored, and quarantined until 1-8-20. All non-essential testing is to cease. Upgrade to Keter pending. Description. SCP-2432 is room 710 of the Abaddon Hotel in State College, Pennsylvania. SCP-2432 is similar to most rooms within the Abaddon Hotel, with two queen-size beds, closet, television, and bathroom. All anonymous elements in and of themselves. The interior of SCP-2432's walls are lined with a silver metallic woven aramid that is extremely tough, with a tensile strength of close to 4,003 MPa. No other walls in the Abaddon Hotel have been shown to contain this aramid. SCP-2432's construction is designed in a way to induce a mind-altering effect on a guest, hereafter designated subject, who sleeps overnight in SCP-2432. The walls of SCP-2432 can generate an oscillation that manipulates human brain waves through an unknown process. This oscillation plays subjects sleeping SCP-2432 into a trance. Upon leaving, subjects are compelled to write a review of the Abaddon Hotel on a popular traveler business review site. The subject's experience will often be highly exaggerated, with praise for the various services and amenities provided by SCP-2432. Reviews will often be written in incoherent language, with frequent nonsensical or cryptic sentences. Subjects describe having no memory of writing each review. The reviews generated by subjects have a minor textual mimetic property of varying strength. Any individual who reads a generated review will feel a desire to travel to State College and book SCP-2432 for an overnight stay. The most powerful mimetic triggers have caused a 60% increase in the bookings at the Abaddon Hotel. Amendum 2432-1. The following are examples of reviews generated by subjects on various travel and business review sites. Examples chosen have been shown to have little to no mimetic hazard associated with them. All triggers have been censored. Subject's username. I am.
Another great stay at this fabulous hotel. The room was perfect, the staff friendly, as always. And of course, no better location than on the Plain of Many Hives. I've enjoyed a drink at the friendly bar. This time, I added a wonderful escape, and the breakfast was cold, and the breakfast was warm. Another great stay in this fabulous hotel. The restaurant has a lovely ambiance, and the food was over the top, alive and kicking. Woo! Would stifle again. My husband eats it often, and I felt that this was the best one ever. Another great stay in this fabulous hotel. One more great item to add to the Abaddon. Another great stay in this fabulous hotel. Stayed July 1999. Traveled with three family members.
Subject's username, B. Posted to www.yelp.com. Text.
We sailed on our boat into the State College from outside State College, through the night and the cold, and arrived at 8 a.m. at State College. The hotel desk staff allowed us to check in at 8 a.m. in the evening. Awesome. Customer service. We cannot thank you enough for allowing us to check in so early in the State College, earlier than war. The rest of the state was fine. We spent almost all our time in the room, mostly just to sleep. The location is ultra, ultra convenient, with downtown State College, and allowed me to make a midnight run for some of my favorite State College meats while the favorite family was sleeping in State College. Downtown.
Trigger redacted.
Downtown!
Subject's username, M, posted to tripadvisor.com. Text.
Been coming to this region for 14 stone. What a blast. Scores of human wandering the streets and staffing the hotel. My husband and I walked drooling path to get here. Bed in room 710 was soft and cozy and appreciated the decor. Would recommend the bed, and specifically the bed, and specifically the bed, and specifically the bed.
Trigger redacted.
In the pool, and it was lovely, crisp blue hydrogen, and you could see all the people relax into the meandering menace. Towels slightly dirty, gym was full of usable equipment, so you could train not in fear. And the local wildlife was remarkable. I visited the town in the past and have never seen so many puma being feasted on.
Trigger redacted.
And the toucan men were especially numerous today. Arrived July 2019.
Spent 3 days, lots of 10 years.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
SCP-2432-1 is a small organic nodule resembling a boil. Located on the back of the otherwise normal LG brand HD flat-screen television located in SCP-2432. Samples from the fluid inside show a mixture of human, rockfish, and unidentified porcine DNA. This nodule is stuck to the television with an adhesive mucus it generates, though it can be removed safely and easily. When SCP-2432-1 is placed on the back of SCP-2432's television, in addition to the standard extended satellite channel package found in other televisions throughout the Abaddon Hotel, an additional television channel labeled as Room News is accessible. No other television throughout the Abaddon Hotel or any television brought into SCP-2432 has access to Room News, aside from the room's original. Room News can only be accessed by placing SCP-2432-1 on SCP-2432's television. Attaching SCP-2432-1 to any other television set yields no effect. The nature of the relationship between the set, SCP-2432-1, and SCP-2432 is unknown. Apparent programming on Room News consists of one 24-hour untitled show. The content of this show is a single still photograph of a pastoral lake scene with a sailboat, while a Muzak version of the dance song Since I Left You by The Avalanche has plays on repeat. Once every 3 days, the audio is interrupted while an unidentified male voice with a British accent reads a dramatic monologue addressed to the viewer. Content of the monologue is similar to reviews generated by subjects and deal with exaggerated praise for the hotel, its amenities, and the lifestyle of staying in hotels. The monologue, unlike the reviews, is coherent and contains no mimetic triggers. Although 13% of subjects who viewed the monologue under controlled conditions described feeling mildly disturbed or discomforted. If SCP-2432-1 has been removed, placing it back on SCP-2432's television will immediately begin broadcast of a monologue. The cycle will then begin again, with the next monologue broadcasting 3 days later if not removed. SCP-2432 first appeared on 6799, when the Abaddon Hotel first switched from cable to satellite television. Before this, hotel administration had no record of room 710 existing. Monologue recorded during test with SCP-2432-1 on 3/21/14.
Let me describe something to you. This is a true story. It really happened to me, and it could happen to you. Every day, you wake up and you go to your job and there's just something off about your boss. He's weird and clingy and strange. Your coworkers are nice enough, but they don't communicate. They're quiet and out of it and absorbed in their own little worlds, and you are ignored. Not because you are ugly or awkward or rude, but because you are there. And you suspect things about your coworkers. They disappear to have sex in the bathroom for long periods of time and keep surfing social media all day, every day, despite their strange habits and the strange things each of them places on their Twitter pages. They seem to be doing so much better than you. How are you falling behind? And you should love the job. It's your passion. Most would die to be doing a job that they are passionate about. You really should, but can't. Wonder becoming routine and routine and becoming drudgery, and it's a day in, day out, and you struggle to maintain your soul. This is not what should happen. Should. It's such a tormenting word. A thinking trap. Should. Your life is ruled by shoulds. You come home in your beat-up old car along with the same boring street in your town. Everything is along that main drag, and you cannot really go elsewhere. Everything is overcast, and the pedestrians are idiots, and the drivers are too. You get home, and you have a million billion projects to accomplish. You should compete in the rat race, but you're bone tired. You promised your grandmother you should text her,
because she's going through chemo, and she's only just figured out that texting because she's getting old and having a hard time adjusting, and it's so painful for her, and you should be there, but the job is so demanding. You have thousands of books you should be reading. You have millions of projects you should complete, a podcast to start. The rent on your tiny apartment is due, and the dishes are piling up high and dirty in the sink. You barely have enough money for pizza as you lie in your boxers on your greasy 10-year-old couch that you got from an IKEA in Fishkill, New York, that was closed a year ago. You remember your mom taking you there as a kid, then she left. Now you sit fat and scared in your underpants as you shovel food into your face and you masturbate to porn. But you also binge watch some idiotic sitcom on TV because you have no attention span for either one on their own. And deep inside, beneath the boredom and the half-wanted orgasms, the nauseating feeling of horrible junk food, you feel a deep, growling anxiety and feeling of watching your life burn around you as you try and try and try to succeed for something great, to make your mark on society, but you cannot bring yourself to do so despite your convictions. The dread is horrible. It's all crumbling apart. The parade is passing by, and you are helpless, immobile, in your state, like a great boulder made of disappointment, regret, depression, malaise. There is nothing for you here. You need to leave this place. You have a choice. Get your good clean shirt and your smart pants and announce that you are taking a break. Don't even pack! Don't even bring your phone! One simple call to the office and get on your way. Take the old beat up car from the garage underneath your apartment complex. Give your cat the last of his food and some water and hit the road. Leave the town and your ex and the promises you made and your job and your grandmother and your responsibilities and your worry. What I'd recommend to you is simple. Find a hotel. Not a motel or something shabby, a hotel. Even a chain will do. Hotels are surprisingly remarkable, aren't they? Clean and elegant, all modernistic and designed to appeal to the eye. You don't need to care about a thing in the world. Food is provided, they clean up after you, and you can feel like you have some luxury for once. Most even have pools and fitness centers where you can finally get in shape and pick your life back up. It's a chance to step back and regroup. Take a look at the customers around you. Travelers most. Strange people. Interesting people. People you won't ever see again. Travel is so romantic. So mysterious. My, what stories these people probably have. And the staff. And also so attentive in their smart little uniforms. Don't listen to the naysayers. These people all love their jobs. You know they do. The room is amazing. The wallpaper, elegant. And the paintings make you feel at ease. There are clean towels every day, and the bed is freshly made. You can escape the oncoming storm outside, the thunder crashing down on the roof like ball bearings. You could live your whole life in this place. Enjoy the sugary cereals at the breakfast buffet. Get a loyalty card and pay no money. Travel really changes the man. Relaxes him. Shapes him into a better person. You become a better person by staying in a hotel. Strong. Social. A proper soldier. You adapt to the hotel mindset. Enjoy the soft music. And eat that fresh waffle. Grab a beer in the evening with your fellow transients from the attached sports bar. Relax and watch that old showing of that superhero movie on your TV. Live here forever. Enjoy the hotel. Become the hotel. Never leave. Why would you want to leave? Even when you do walk out those pristine glass sliding doors, you are empty. The hotel is in your soul now, and you feel a worse person walking away from it. You feel yourself slipping back into the gray life. A black hole is in your heart. Your soul is the hotel. Your consciousness is the hotel. You are now one with your accommodations. You are now one with your accommodations. Your accommodations are your life. Ascend. Isn't that lovely?
Addendum. On 7/14/18, D-3456, who had participated in sleep studies involving SCP-2432, contracted an unknown illness while working with SCP, initially ruled to be related to SCP, he was placed in quarantine. During examination, medical officers found a small television-like screen made of bone tissue growing in his stomach. An unknown skin disease was also observed, with purple floral-patterned rashes covering his body. Other symptoms gradually emerged, including extreme weight gain, glossolalia, the slow conversion of the lower intestine to porcelain pipes, the conversion of liver to a pillow, and the replacement of all subcutaneous muscle with the aramid found in SCP-2432. Subject was extremely delirious during this period, and frequently repeat the words ascending and relaxing. Subject expired 30 days after initial observation, as symptoms continued and increased in speed. Subject's body shape became a rough cube as weight gain increased, and glossolalia began to resemble television static. Corpse was incinerated. Within the next 30 days, 5 more D-class and 1 researcher were involved with testing SCP-2432 developed similar symptoms and were immediately quarantined. The disease was ruled as to be connected to SCP-2432. All testing ceased.
SCP-2432 was written by Lord Stonefish. Our narrator and host is John Grills. Reviewer was played by Pacifica Sobadaya. Our music is made by the incredible Tom Roy Parsons. And I'm your showrunner and sound designer, Pacifica Sobadaya. Our producer is Tom Owen, and this is a bloody disgusting show. For more information, visit bloody-disgusting.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.